Welcome back to another Daily Walk. And today I join the fad of holding your microphone in your hand because I'm in a very noisy place and I found if I drop my audio settings quite a bit, talk really close to the microphone, it should hopefully sound okay. If this podcast has been delayed, that's why. Had to re-record it. But anyway, let's go ahead and give this a test here. So today we did want to talk about a test of your salvation. This is a very simple test. See how well, are you saved? Are you sanctified? Are you truly following Christ? Read the book of Revelation. You see, a lot of people read Revelation and get terrified. You go, this is scary. If you think Revelation is a very scary thing, just as a basic primer, then there is either a good chance you're either not saved or not being sanctified by deep study of the scriptures. And that is what is so critically important. And the book mentions all throughout this admonition, Revelation 1:3, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and heed the things that are written, for the time is near. You see, Revelation is written for us not to terrify us, or maybe it is to terrify us, into sanctification, into following Christ, into obeying God. You see, if you read Revelation and you see all of these terrible things, you see comets and meteors, and you see wars and degradation, and you see the effective enslavement of the human race by the beast, and you see all of these terrible things happening, and you see the locusts coming and all of these things, you're like, oh, I don't know, man, this is frightening. Those are not for us. Those are not for the saved. Those are for the unsaved. Now, yes, the saved are going to get caught up in some of this. This is where if you read through the scriptures, not just Revelation, but several scriptures, what you find is this concept of a pre-tribulation rapture, that we're just raptured out of here and nothing bad will ever happen to us. That is not a message anywhere in scripture. The scripture even says, if they persecute you, remember they persecuted me first. And that really is the overarching principle. All throughout the scripture, what does it say? Those who persevere are those whom are saved. We will go through some challenges. Now, we will not go through wrath. We will go through tribulation. Those are delineated as separate things. The wrath and the tribulation are different. One author that I was reading, it indicates the tribulation isn't God's tribulation, it is Satan's tribulation, because there's so much emphasis and focus in Matthew 24 and among other places that the tribulations are the deep trials for the Christians. Will we accept the mark of the beast? Will we choose to follow God when everyone turns us away? Will we choose to follow Christ instead of stay perfectly unified with our family who does not understand our faith? These are all tests, trials, and tribulations. Some of these are going to be worse for us. Some of those will be better for us. But ultimately, in the very end of it, we are commanded to follow through. And so I wanted to have a look at Revelation 1, 7, and 8 as well. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, and those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So it will be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. So he is coming, and we will all see him. The saved and the unsaved alike will see him. He is the Almighty. The unsaved are going to cower in his presence. The saved are going to meet him in the air in the rapture. And then right after this is when the bowls of wrath are poured out, which are distinct from other factors, which, yes, will take out some Christians as well, although there are elements that cannot. The plague of locusts, for example, they are not allowed to touch God's elect, and they will know and have a discerning knowledge not to touch God's elect. They will only bother those who are not of God. But Revelation, the book, could be frightening for some of you. If it scares you, it is a good sign that either you are not saved, and the frighteningness tells me that you are possibly among that group has not yet confessed their salvation for Christ. Do that today. The end is coming. The end is coming quickly, and it will not be good for those people who have turned away from God. Or if you say, I'm saved, I accepted Jesus Christ, and Revelation still terrifies me, it means you have not studied your scriptures enough. You've not placed your faith in God enough yet. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to be saved. What it means is that there is a lot of work for you to do as you seek to draw closer and closer to Christ over the course of your life. Revelation should be a comfort for the believer. And I came up with the idea to talk about this one because I just finished doing a full year through Revelation and end times eschatology. I studied books written from pre-wrath perspectives to say, you know, this is what we are from pre-tribulation. This is what we are. This is the truth. And all these, I read books from all of these different viewpoints, studied Revelation and the other scriptures around it, looking into the prophecies of Daniel, Zechariah, Ezekiel, which all tie in together. We look at 1 Thessalonians, we look at some sections in Peter and Jude, we look at Revelation to put together a very comprehensive idea of what is going on in the end times. And I got to say, the more I was studying it, even though you're reading about terrible, terrible things, so much peace, joy, and comfort came over me as I studied and said, I am among God's children who, if I happen to be martyred, I will have a higher position for it. And if I don't have to be martyred, I will still be here to rule with Christ in the millennial reign and live with God forever and ever. Amen. That is a deeply comforting viewpoint. And if you do not share that deeply comforting viewpoint reading Revelation and you're like interested, that is a sign you either need to study it a lot more. And not just Revelation, not just end times. You just need to study your Bible more. You need to learn a lot more about faith. You need to learn a lot more about sanctification. You need to learn a lot more about all of these principles that go into it. When you take care of that, then all of the other things will fall themselves right into line. And you will look at Revelation and say there is a tremendous joy and peace about it. So there is my thoughts for today, keeping it a little shorter there today. Thank you for watching. Have a look over the website, ourwalkinchrist.com, if you want to find more resources and things like that, and see the books that I have written there as well. With that, thanks for watching, and I hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.